Chapter 6. Effort. Getting to know the idioms. A. Listening for understanding. Listen to the following multiple choice quiz, which examines what you would do in several different business situations. Do you always put your best foot forward?
Do you have an edge in the workplace? Examine the following situations and decide which response most closely fits what you would do.
1. You have a very important presentation to make to the board of directors of your company, one that could really advance your career. This morning, however, you woke up with a fever and a bad sore throat. You feel terrible. You should A. Put your best foot forward. Go to work anyway and do your best in spite of how you feel. B. Call the company president and tell him that you're sorry to let him down, but you won't be in because you're sick. C. Have your secretary buy donuts and coffee for the board of directors and tell them that's better than what you'd planned anyway.
2. You supervise a number of employees at a mail-order business. Most of them are responsible and efficient, but one of them seems to be constantly making embarrassing mistakes. For example, one customer ordered a large man's shirt, and the employee sent him a woman's bikini instead. You have tried talking to her, but she doesn't pay much attention to your instructions. You should A. Tell her that she must toe the line or lose her job. If she doesn't do what you tell her, she will be fired. B. Simply accept the fact that some people don't have a good head on their shoulders. Maybe she just needs simpler assignments. C. Call the customer and tell him the bikini was a bonus gift for being the 1,000,000th customer.
3. You have gone to great lengths in your job in hopes of being promoted to manager. You come in early, stay late, and have received a lot of praise from your superiors for your exceptional work. Nevertheless, another employee, whom you consider to be less qualified, was given the position instead. You should A. Take it in stride. Although it's disappointing, you will have other chances to get ahead. B. Sincerely congratulate the new manager on getting a leg up on you. C. Leave work early one day and flatten all the tires on the new manager's car.
4. You work for an advertising agency that is trying to get the account of a huge fast food chain. This could mean millions of dollars for the agency. It's the chance of a lifetime. You are in charge of trying to convince the company to hire your agency. You should A. Stick your neck out by promising them that if food sales don't go up during the 6 months after they hire you, they won't have to pay. B. Make a splash by coming to your meeting dressed like a hamburger. C. Tell the company that you are willing to represent them only if they will change their menu. You are a vegetarian.
5. You have been working on an assignment for several weeks, and the deadline for completion of your project is fast approaching. You have been staying at your office until almost 10 o'clock every night, working weekends, and even taking work home to complete late at night. You are exhausted. You should A. Bend over backwards to meet the deadline. When it's all over, you can take a vacation. B. Tell your boss that you've been on the go constantly for weeks and you need some help to finish the project. C. Sweetly inform your boss that despite his perception that you would go to the ends of the earth for the company, you need your sleep more. Then go home.